We are about to begin Simen Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Yontif Shechali is Be'erev Shabbos. Yontif that falls in Erev Shabbos, lo yivashel betchilo l'tzorech Shabbos, bekter b'fnei atzma. It is also to cook betchilo, I mean specifically, for the sake of Shabbos on Yontif, in a pot on its own. Avo mavashel u'kama kederes l'yontif. You're allowed to cook as much as you want for Yontif. And the leftovers you can have on Shabbos. This is whether it's Yontif Rishon or Yontif Sheni. That means even Yontif Sheni, which is Minig Avaseim B'Yadeim, even Yontif Sheni, the halachi is you're not allowed to prepare on it for Shabbos itself. Now the halachi is even if you have a whole pot that you cooked for Yontif and it's left over, you can eat it on Shabbos. But you cannot do any ramos. You cannot go ahead and cook a whole extra pot for Yontif when you know that you're not going to need it. Now this is all without an Erev Tavshilin. Now there's a machlokas tanoim we find in the Gemara of whether or not Yontif is Mechin l'Shabbos. That means, is there an Isser of Hachana from Yontif to Shabbos or not? The Kedusha of Shabbos is greater than that of Yontif. So the question is Midoraisa. Is it mutter to do something on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos? It's a machlokas how we paskin. The Mishtaburah seems to come out, Lefi Rov Rishonim, that we hold that it is an Isser Daraisa. Not just an Isser Drabana, but an Isser Daraisa. Now we'll find that there's a way around the Isser Daraisa, and that's where the Chazal went and made the Erev Tavshilin. Says the Mechaber now, if you make an Erev Tavshilin, Mavashal B'tchila L'Shabbos, you're allowed to go and be Mavashal L'chatchila for the sake of Shabbos on Yontif. Pirish inyan ha'erev hu. So the Maramah explains what is the erev. She yivashel v'yofa miyontif l'shabbos im ma shebishel v'ofa kvar me'erev yontif l'shem Shabbos. V'nimtza shelo hischa malacha b'yontif ela gomar also. Erev means you mix two things together. Since you started cooking for Shabbos before yontif, what you're doing on yontif is not cooking specifically for Shabbos. It's just together with what you've already cooked from Erev Yontif, you're adding on to it. So it's not called that you did it on Yontif for Shabbos, it's called that you primarily did it before Yontif. Haga umutur laniach Erev zah philosophic hashecha, with Erev tavshilin, you're allowed to do that even bein hashmoshes. So maybe let's just take care of this halach, and then we'll get back to the ikur din of Erev tavshilin. The halach is like this. If the kol said Baruchu, then the halacha is that you are makabel Shabbos and you cannot make an Erev Tavshilin. Before the kol says Baruchu, even if the individual was makabel Yontif, it was makabel Yontif on himself, the halacha is that you can make an Erev Tavshilin because you were not yet makabel on yourself Yontif. So it's now only been, because your Kabbalah was a private Kabbalah, it is not strong enough for us to say that it will aser making an Erev Tavshilin. So long as the kol hasn't said Baruchu, the halachi is that you're allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin if it's not yet Seisek HaChavim, if it's still Ben HaShemoshes. Now, the Mishtaburah says that B'Shas HaTchak, even if they said Baruchu, but they didn't yet daven Mariv, the halachi is that you could be Mekel. What happens if someone didn't daven Mincha an Erev Yontif and realized he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin? Is he mechuyev to run home to make an Erev Tavshilin and miss Mincha? So, Lemaisa, the Mishtaburah comes out that you're better off losing out on your Erev Tavshilin and davening Mincha, but he does say that you can make a Shliach to make an Erev Tavshilin for you. Now we go back. How does Erev Tavshilin work? Especially if the Mishtaburah holds that Lefi Rov Rishonim, there's an Issa Daraisa to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, so how can Erev Tavshilin be Matirit? Says the Mishtaburah, even though there's an Isser on Yontif of Hachana for Shabbos, Midoraisa, that's only where it's clearly for Shabbos. Whereas, if I'm doing cooking on Yontif, guests could show up, in which case I would serve them this food on Yontif before Shabbos comes in. Holu mikloile orchim, since if you would get guests, you would serve this to them, and you would use it today on Yontif, Midoraisa, we would not call this a zilzul in Shabbos. We would not cause this as if you're preparing for Shabbos, because it could be you'll use it for Yontif. Where you have the Svar of Hoel, the Isser is an Isser Drabanan. Once the Isser is an Isser Drabanan, Chazal were matter it by way of an Erev Tavshilin. says the Mishnah Brura. If that's the case, you cannot go ahead and start cooking for Shabbos at the end of Yontif. That means towards the evening, in a way that the food will not yet be edible on Yontif, it'll only become edible on Shabbos. Because there is no hoel. Your iser of cooking becomes an iser daraisa. Chazal were not matur daraisis on the basis of Erev Tafshilin. So he says that you should do your cooking for Shabbos early on Yontif. This way, theoretically, it could be used on Yontif. We have the svar of hoel, so it's only a drabanan, it's not a blatant kilul of Yontif. There, chazal were matur if you made an Erev Tafshilin beforehand. Says the Mishnah Brura, b'shas hatchak you could be mekel. And even something at the end of Yontif, certainly on Yontif Sheni, and if necessary, even on Yontif Rishon. But he says l'chatchila you shouldn't do that. And he also brings down the minig that on Shabbos after Yontif, the minig is to daven Maariv early. This way, we'll be sure that everybody does their cooking very early in the day, and it's going to be royal achila before night. The Mishnah Brura also mentions, and this really is going back to the last halach of when to make the Erev Tafshilin, that you should be careful l'chatchila to make the Erev Tafshilin before the woman lights Ner Yontif. Because once you lit Ner Yontif, it's not clear if you can make an Erev Tafshilin first. So although b'di'evit we rely on it, l'chatchila you should do Erev Tafshilin before Adlakas Neris.